السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we commenced a discussion on two attributive names of Allah: Al-Qabid, the one who restricts, and Al-Basit, the one who expands. And we explained that Allah Himself makes mention of this in the second juz of the Quran: Wallahu yaqbidu wa yabsut. Allah is the one who restricts and expands. And there's none that can restrict and none that can expand except Allah. What does Allah restrict and expand? Everything, from a person's sustenance to a person's character to a person's outward form, inward form, to a person's soul. Yesterday we then went into a bit of detail with regards sustenance. Allahu yabsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah is the one that expands sustenance for whomsoever He wants. And Allah is the one who decides who gets in what measure. And we explained at length yesterday that sustenance and the distribution of sustenance is in the sole control of Allah. There may be outward means that we have to adopt, but there are many who are intelligent whose sustenance is constrained. And there are many who are foolish, but Allah has granted them an abundance of sustenance. And in this, there is great hope for a person, because sometimes you may not be the most intelligent, the most capable, the most talented, the most energetic, and you may not be living in the best of circumstances, but you can still have hope because rozi and sustenance comes from Allah. And we concluded with the story of Talut, that when the Banu Israel asked for a king to lead them against the enemy, and Allah sent and said, Allah decreed that it would be Talut. He said, but he's got no money, he's got no standing in our society. And Allah says, Wallahu yu'ti mulkahu man yasha. Allah is the one who grants kingdom, leadership, position to whomsoever He wants. So Allah expands, Allah constricts. So that was in regards sustenance. Now we talk in regards the clouds and rain. Allah says, Allahu alladhi yursilu riyah. Allah is the one who sends the winds. Fatuthiru sahaban. It raises the clouds. Fayabsutuhu fis sama'i kayfa yasha. And then Allah then spreads it along the sky as He wills. And there's an entire process that takes place thereafter, which results in us getting rain. So it is Allah who decides when to expand the clouds and when to constrict the clouds. When to give us rain, when not to give us rain. When to give us a downpour, when to give us a mere shower. Then even light and shade, the expansion and restriction of it comes from Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَيْفَ مَدَّ الظِّلْ. Allah says, have you not seen how your sustainer spreads the shadow? وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَجَعَلَهُ سَاكِنًا. If Allah wanted to, He could have made the shadow still. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّمْسَ عَلَيْهِ دَلِيلًا. But it all comes from the sunlight. In the morning your shadow expands, and then it constricts at midday, and it expands and it wanes again. All of that comes from Allah. Then even your soul, the expansion and the constriction or restriction of the person's life is in the control of Allah. اللَّهُ يَتَوَفَّى الْأَنفُسَ حِينَ مَوْتِهَا. It is Allah who extracts your soul. The angel of death is only a medium. It is Allah who extracts your soul at the time of death. وَالَّتِي لَمْ تَمُتْ فِي مَنَامِهَا. It is Allah who partially extracts your soul at the time of sleep. So you're alive, but you're not awake. However, you're still not dead. فَيُرْسِلُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى. فَيُمْسِكُ الَّتِي قَضَى عَلَيْهَا الْمَوْتِ. Allah is the one who restricts the soul of the one for whom death has been written. وَيُرْسِلُ الْأُخْرَى إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And Allah is the one who gives new souls, new life to those who are to be born, but again for a limited period of time, for a specified period of time. Then even your heart, the expansion and the restriction of your heart is in the control of Allah, your spiritual heart. Meaning Allah expands it to guidance. فَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah says, have you seen that man whose chest has been expanded to receive the guidance of Islam? But when Allah doesn't want to, because of your deeds, Allah punishes you, Allah restricts your bosom. Meaning hidayat and guidance does not penetrate, does not come through. So expansion and restriction, like I said yesterday, two opposing forces, both equally in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allahu yaqbidu wa yabsut. Allah can expand for whomsoever He wants, and Allah can restrict for whomsoever He wants. So if there's anything in your life in which you require restriction, then you turn to Allah. And if there's anything in your life for which you require expansion, then you turn to Allah. When it comes to your pocket, you want it expanded, you turn to Allah. When it comes to your waist and you want it restricted, you turn to Allah. May Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.